I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This is The Takeaway. On Monday, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced one of the country's most aggressive reopening strategies.
Given the favorable data, enhanced testing, and approval of our healthcare professionals, we will allow gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, estheticians, their respective schools, and massage therapists to reopen their doors this Friday, April the 24th.
Theaters and dine-in restaurants in Georgia will also be able to reopen a few days later on April 27th. Medical experts and mayors throughout Georgia have called the governor's bold move risky and dangerous. And even President Trump on Wednesday said he disagreed with Kemp's approach.
These are great people. But you know what? Maybe you wait a little bit longer till you get into a phase two. So do I agree with him? No, but I respect him and I will let him make his decision.
The governor and the state's public health commissioner have asked people to continue complying with federal guidelines like social distancing, even as the state attempts to open up. The mayor of Savannah, Georgia, Van Johnson, is one of the state's many mayors opposing the governor's plan, and he joins me now. Mayor Johnson, thank you for coming on the show.
Hello, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
What was your response when you heard Governor Kemp's plans?
I was flabbergasted. I think the words I've used, that I'm seeking adjectives, I was disgusted. I was beyond disgusted. I was disappointed. I was surprised. This totally caught us off guard. We had no idea that this was coming. And I think we were just all looking around in utter disbelief because we just did not expect it.
Have you spoken to the governor since this happened?
I have not spoken to the governor since January might be the last time I've spoken with the governor. So
really?
We've had no communication. Yes, no communication during this process at all.
That seems kind of staggering, given that you are the mayor of quite a large city in Georgia.
Yeah, well, I mean, we would think the same as well. You know, the governor has not sought our input and our thoughts as all. We've been on one conference call in which I believe he was on, but other than that, you know, there has been no communication between us, which is somewhat disappointing because Savannah is Georgia's first city, its first capital, and it is the economic driver region of the East Coast. We have, you know, the Georgia's port is here, and again, we're just a major metropolitan area in Georgia.
What has the response from your constituents been to this announcement? Are they going to go out and open things up again, or are they nervous?
Oh, they're very nervous. People are very concerned about it. Again, you know, the White House's own policies as it relates to gradually opening required that you phased in by checking a couple of boxes. Among those is 14 days of new cases and expanded testing. We have checked none of those boxes. We're still on the uptick. As of today here in the state of Georgia, we have over 21,000 confirmed cases. We have over 4,000 people who've been hospitalized, and we have over 800 deaths. We are still upticking. And then we have not expanded testing to everyone. We're still not testing widespread. So therefore, we would not even meet the White House's criteria for reopening. So we were confused as to why we would be opening at this stage of the game when we don't even meet the White House's criteria.
Yeah, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia ranks 42nd in the U.S. for testing per capita. Is the issue with testing in your state supplies? Is it test kits? What are you experiencing?
Well, I think, you know, we're slowly expanding testing, but I just think it's an issue about resolve. I think that if we use the same resolve that we had to open businesses to making sure that people were tested, I think we would have a much better handle on the extent of this illness, this virus. For us, we realize that as we test, our numbers will go up because, as you know, people are asymptomatic and can be for almost 14 days. So we really don't have a clue about what our real exposure is as it relates to the coronavirus here in Georgia.
Black communities in Georgia have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. There are some numbers that say nearly 54% of the counted deaths from COVID-19 have been black, but black people make up only 32% of Georgia's population. Have you seen similar disparities in Savannah, and what are you doing to address that?
Well, I think that this virus has exposed the concerns that we've all had regarding black and brown people, about those that have been economically disadvantaged. It exposes those weaknesses. So those who were struggling before are struggling more now. Those who were sick before are sicker now. Here in our Coastal Health District, we really don't have demographic information to really support it either way.
Yeah.
But we recognize that, you know, again, black and brown people, those that are poor, those that are less educated, are more likely not to have the access to health care, or less likely to have the means to support themselves during this pandemic.
Savannah's a big tourist town. What do you need to feel like it's safe for the businesses that depend on tourism to open up again?
Right. We have 15 million visitors to come to Savannah every year. We want them to come back to Savannah when it's safe to do so. Right now, it's just not safe to do so. We want people to be safe. We want people to feel safe. And we will get there. It's just not today.
This is all, you know, starting tomorrow. What sorts of things are you going to be watching? What pieces of data to figure out if this reopening is going well or if it's going badly?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is try to ascertain what businesses are opening, because the confusing thing about all of this is that the governor currently has a stay-at-home order in place until April the 30th. So what's the confusing part for not only myself but our citizens is that if we have a stay-at-home order until April the 30th, then why are we opening businesses on April 24th and April 27th? You know, it doesn't make sense. His own orders are conflicting. I think that's leading to people being confused. The second thing we're going to do is to try to create a way to create some protocols so that when businesses open, they have the way to open safely. And then let's discuss, what does that look like? What does that mean? So that at least here in Savannah, we're all kind of running the same game plan.
What happens if you start to see a dramatic uptick in cases?
Well, if we see a dramatic uptick in cases, and again, we're about 2 weeks behind the curve. So if in about 2 weeks, if we see an uptick in cases, if the law allows, we might do an emergency declaration. You know, we're certainly not hesitant to do that if we think it's going to protect people.
There are other cities nearby. I think about Tybee Island, which is right off Savannah, where the mayor has objected to Governor Kemp's orders as well. Are you talking with other mayors near you about kind of how to navigate this moment?
Yes. Mayor Sessions has been a rock star from Tybee.
The mayor of Tybee.
Yes. And we've conversed on several occasions, not so much the other mayors in the area, but I've talked to mayors from across the state. We have what's called hub cities, which are the larger cities in Georgia. I've been in contact with several of those mayors, and we've been communicating about facing the similar challenges that we're facing, not only in Augusta, but also Albany, Atlanta as well.
Albany's obviously been particularly hard hit. Are there things you learned from their experience that you've tried to institute in Savannah?
Sure. I mean, to keep people away from each other. It's been said that the majority of their infections really started from two funeral services.
Yeah.
And therefore, for us, issues of social distancing, issues of funeral homes and church services, keeping people away. There's no way that if you say people are able to get together, that we're not going to be social. We are social people. We miss the social connection. You know, the inclination of people is to talk close, to be intimate in each other's space. And again, that's how this virus spreads.
Are there things that are particular to Savannah that you're wrestling with? I mean, I think of those beautiful squares and some of those streets. You know, people could be outside walking around in those, but are there other things where you think, oh, no, here's something about our city that maybe the governor doesn't get?
Well, I think she doesn't get that Savannah, again, is a major tourist destination for folks around the world. People like coming to Savannah. Our weather is wonderful. We're in the 80s right about now. It's been very, very good, very seasonable days. We are right off of the I-95 corridor that runs from Maine to Miami. We are a river city. We are just miles away to our north and to our south from to our east to Tybee Island, and then, of course, Hilton Head, South Carolina. So, again, there's so many major factors in which people come through. We are the home, the summer homes of people from all over the country who come here, and they live here during the summers. So these are, I think, very different circumstances than many places across the state. And I think we have to be very, very careful. What makes Savannah so wonderful is Savannah is so personable. And so, you know, we like people enjoying each other. And so for us, it's been very difficult for our citizens to recognize that we have to stay away. And we believe that opening the door a little bit will make people just knock the door down.
Savannah Mayor Van Johnson, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much.